helpless, to be honest. I don't know what you're supposed to say in this moment. It has been an incredible tough season for myself, for all of us, physically and mentally especially. And to come here, you know, we have always kept believing in us, in our team, in the car. So did I keep believing in myself. And yeah, today was a special day all around. This morning I got up and yeah, tried not to think about anything, tried to avoid contact to people too much, just tried to do my own thing, and I knew that the only thing I can do is trying to win this race and doing my best. So as you say, we have only really led this championship once, and when it matters. So I mean, I'm speechless. As I said, the car was phenomenal today. Start was crucial, it was very tight with Lewis, but then Mega in the first stint, a little bit off graining, that got it so that Lewis got a bit close, but then the car stabilized, and from then onwards obviously it was a dream. And obviously it helped, it was good for all of us, I think. Cooled us down that Lewis got out behind Kubica and got held up so I could make a gap. But yeah, to be honest, I didn't know anything until I crossed the checkered flag. The last 10 laps I was wondering, because my race engineer Rocky, he was every lap trying to give some advice and trying to help me to carry the car home. And I was thinking, why is this guy so nervous? We must be in a good, bloody good position. And then crossing the line, he came on the radio very silently and said, it's looking good. We have to wait until the car's finished. And I was thinking, what does he mean? Because I haven't seen the screens. I didn't, you know, I just wanted to make sure not to get any distraction, just focused on myself. And then he comes on the radio and screams at me that we have, you know, won the world championship. And I don't know, it's just, I have to say thanks to a lot of people. I will surely forget a lot of those, but to start with the team, all the guys here at the racetrack, all my mechanics, all the mechanics in the team, not only my mechanics, everyone, and engineers. We have an extreme strong, sorry I make this a bit long, extreme strong amount of people together working in harmony. Back in Milton Keynes, the guys are pushing like hell, and I think they enjoy this moment as much as last week. And yeah, back in Austria, all the people that have been supporting me from the beginning, you know, it has been an incredible journey with Red Bull. And after this season, ups and downs, to come here now and lead the championship after the last race is unbelievable. I can only say thanks, and also thanks to all the people in karting, back in karting. Some of them are here, some of them in Kerpen, supporting me, but also back in my hometown, Heppenheim. So I just can say thank you very much.
Sum up the spirit of competition this year with these guys and also with Fernando and Mark. It's been a very intense battle all the way through.
Yeah, it has, and you know, I think we have seen incredible fights and a tight season. I don't know how many times we had a different leader in this championship, and you know, some people got written off this championship very early. Then they came back, meaning Fernando with Ferrari, whereas in the beginning you thought, okay, you know, Ferrari's dropping back. They fought back very hard. McLaren came back. Lewis was leading the championship. Then obviously, you know, all of us, I think we can write a book about races there where we should have finished in higher position. I mean, Lewis had a retirement in Hungary, myself in Australia and in Korea, and you know, all of us, I think we had to go through ups and downs, and that's what I said. It has been extremely intense and tough season, mentally especially, to always be there, and sometimes just being able to ignore what people are saying and just, you know, trying to get your own thing done. And this was the approach also in this race, going into the race. And obviously now it's looking good because it all worked, but yeah, I'm very, very proud.
Well done. Lewis, as Sebastian said, you pitted before him and then you got held up in traffic. Was that avoidable?
I have no idea. We have to have a look afterwards. I'm sure the team did everything for the right reasons. And, you know, at the time we needed to try and jump Sebastian. I think it was just, I guess it was unfortunate we came up behind a Renault. Worked quite well in their favour, I would say.
Your thoughts on this season then, and a very tight championship?
Yeah, well, it's not been the most spectacular season for us, but huge congratulations to Red Bull and to Sebastian. He really did a fantastic job throughout the year, so, you know, fair dues to him. I think for us, it was a great end of season result for me and Jensen. I think we pushed very hard throughout the year, so a big thank you to all the guys back home at the factory for not giving up. Next year will be a better year.
Well done. Jensen, a very long first stint for you. What was the thinking behind that?
We were trying to get out in front of Robert Kubica, who also was going very long, but on the prime tyre. And it was working pretty well, but as the stint went on, there was more degradation on the soft tyre, and it was, wasn't possible to jump him and Lewis.
It's a very strong end to the season for McLaren. What does this tell us about McLaren's challenge for next year, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think the season as a whole, you know, it's been very up and down for a lot of people, as Sebastian has already said, and, you know, I'd like to say a big thank you to the team. This is my first year with the team, and I've had a great season. I really feel at home, and I think that the experience that we've gained this year, Lewis and myself, with working closely with the engineers and everyone within the Vodafone McLaren Mercedes team, we can really build on this season for next year. And, you know, we're going to have a little break now, but then we'll be back on it and really pushing the team, because we both want to be back in the position that this guy's set in. Right. Well,